Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body because we care about our community. As we hit the first weekend of the fall, do we want to look back or look forward? Well, let's start by looking back. Hanover Raceway concluded the 21 horse racing season last Saturday. They had a 10-race card that also featured the presentation of their year-end awards. Both Bob McClure and Terry Gallant were double winners in 21. McClure won the Top Dash Winning Driver Award for the most victories on the year, plus he had the best percentage of winning drives as well. As for Gallant, he won both the Top Dash Winning Trainer Award and the Leafso Award, which also goes to a top trainer. And finally, Travis Henry won the Bud Fritz Award. That's the Bud Fritz Rising Star Award. From a horse standpoint, the horse of the year was Old Buck, and the claimer of the year was Shadow Dreamer. Now let's look ahead. The final auto race of the season at Full Throttle Motor Speedway comes up tomorrow. The track at Varney will have 10 championship finals on Saturday, and the card will be highlighted by the Corey Eccles Memorial Funstock Race, which is a 50-lap affair. Track owner-operator Paul Trepanier is very encouraged about what transpired in this, his first year of operating the track, and has already started the planning process for 2022. As a footnote, while there won't be racing next weekend at Full Throttle, the wadded-up monster trucks have rented the venue, and they'll have shows October 2nd and 3rd. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.